working without a permanent contract.
It's not a very pretty picture out there.
That's Broward Teachers Union President Pat Santoramo, represents 16,000 of the county's public educators.
If they do not have a contract, they take it very seriously, and we will have to go through all of the various mechanisms and tactics and strategies in order to put pressure on both the district as well as the legislature.
A recent proposal that would raise salaries an average of 5.3% was rejected by BTU, and union leaders are considering a variety of actions if teachers don't have a deal in place by the first day of school on the 20th. But the main adversary isn't the Broward School District. It's the state legislature, which recently enacted property tax reforms that'll mean as much as $60 million in cuts to the county's public school budget. That, says Santoramo, has caused the natural enemies to ally together for a fight.
The school system is really in a bind on this because we rely heavily upon the funding from the state, and we have a common goal and almost a common enemy at this point in time, that the legislature will be receiving emails, will be doing similar actions on the street if we have to, with picketing and protesting, and so we're gearing up.
Broward's teachers union and its school district, the sixth largest in the country, plan to bombard lawmakers together with emails and protests leading up to next month's special session to balance the budget. And then they'll appeal directly to the public to vote against next January's referendum to change the homestead exemption, which could cost schools millions more. It's the first major challenge for new permanent superintendent Jim Nodder.
This is not a teachers union against an administration and or against a school board. This is a bigger issue that it really emanates out of Tallahassee. We've gone from 47th in funding to 49th. So when you take a look at the state and how they fund public education, you know, I believe that the teachers now understand, you know, that it is not the organization, the local organization, Broward County Schools, you know, that's not wanting to give a higher raise. We simply just don't have the dollars.
Nodder proposes using the $145 million set aside for the state's controversial teacher bonus plan to instead help pay for teacher raises. School board member Benjamin Williams is confident, roadblocks at all, that teachers will be taken care of.
We're going to have a contract with the teachers. I can say that. I feel comfortable about that. Yes, usually at this time we would love to have had the contract.
How much can you realistically do with the special session next month to balance the budget, not really knowing how much money there's going to be there?
Well, it's unfortunate that we don't know how much money. And the state has really indicated they're cutting back the districts throughout the state of Florida, all school districts. We must first do what is right, regardless of the amount of money that we might get from the state when it comes down to negotiations. We are pushing to make sure that our teacher is getting a good salary.
But even the superintendent admits that while their hands are tied, that's easier said than done.
How hard will it be to get something permanent done before the start of school?
It's going to be very difficult. It truly is. But for us, the reality is, you know, we believe in our teachers. We believe in our employee base. You know, and it's up to us to do everything we can to try to get together.
The school board meets and negotiations take place this week in a last-ditch effort to resolve the matter before teachers head back to the classrooms on Monday. Phil Latzman, WLRN, Miami Herald News.